The next coach on the teleconference is Purdue's Darrell Hazel. The Boilermakers host Eastern Kentucky on Saturday at noon Eastern time on ESPN News. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you'd like to make some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Yeah, we're looking forward to opening up this weekend against Eastern Kentucky. Our guys have worked extremely hard the last 8 months and putting themselves in a position to succeed this year. So it's exciting times around here, a lot of great things happening, and just excited to start playing someone else, and we'll kick it off at 12 o'clock on Saturday afternoon.
Thanks, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions now.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, starting off, you know, about the matchup with Eastern Kentucky, you know, to what kind of changes do you expect, given that they've got kind of a transition in their coaching staff this season?
Yeah, they got a new staff where the head coach is coming from Tennessee. It was the special teams guy and the tight ends coach there. So we'll have some big special teams influence, I'm sure, from him. And, you know, their offensive coordinator is coming from Coffeyville, who's done a nice job over there running some zone read and some quick game. And then the defensive guy, he was at Michigan prior to his short stint back at Valparaiso, but we've studied a lot of different film, and obviously you study Eastern Kentucky's film from last year to see who their players are and who's coming back and who's left. So those are the films that we've studied.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, you certainly have a great amount of experience returning on both sides of the ball. How do you use kind of that experience and that seniority to help as you transition into a new season?
Well, it's nothing like experience. We all know that. There are guys that have done it before, and it's always a little bit, you've seen the picture before, it's just a little bit simpler the next time out there. Well, I don't care what you're doing. It's not just football. That's just in life. Experience speaks volumes. So being able to have some of our guys back and getting Jawan Bentley back and obviously Jake Replogle and Evan Panfield, some guys are their staples on the defense. And then on the offensive side, our two guards, Jordan Roos and Jason King, have seen a lot of football here in the last couple of years. And you know, David Blouse had 7 or 8 starts last year. So, you know, there's been a lot of guys on the field that have played for us, and we're looking forward to these guys really taking the next step in the from the experience point of view and the execution point of view.
Your next question comes from Dave Campbell with Associated Press.
Hey, Coach. First year of the 9-game conference schedule. Just wondering if there are some unknowns in your mind that you're curious to see how it play out with your team, and as well as sort of how the conference race shapes up.
Well, I think it's good that we do this. I mean, you talk about the national picture at the end of the year. You have to be able to play and prove that you've played good people. And where would you want to start other than in your own conference, the best conference out there? So obviously it's tougher, but in the end, when you want to have a chance, you've got to make sure you play good people. And I think that's what will help the Big Ten Conference.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks.